Blog Talk Radio.
We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire, and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from out of space, light it up. Like we're the size of the human race, with a light.
Paranormal Talk Radio CWP. Hello, Kerry, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
You sound fairly clear, dear boy. A lot more than the previous show we had, 10 minutes show we had. Speak to me, boy.
Loud and clear.
You sound wonderful. Yeah, what have you been doing,
brilliant.
Huh? Hey? Yeah, just a twiddle of the button. He had a twiddle with his knob there, and he got the voice going out. He twiddled with something anyway, because we had... Seriously, we had a sound audio problem on Kieran's end there, so we had to abort the show for 10 minutes. Hello, Kieran? Are you still there?
Still there.
I lost you on Skype there, mate. I can't see you now. You just see it. Your picture's gone.
Oh, I can see you. I'll sort that out in a minute, I will.
You sound superb. You sound crystal clear. I can hear you perfectly, by the way.
Oh, brilliant.
You sound a lot better. You're not breaking up in any way. So we've resolved that sound issue now, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a bit of a problem there. Not just in this show. The show we just aborted 5-10 minutes ago, but on previous shows as well. But we've had these really annoying sound problems. And apparently, I hope we've ironed them out completely now. And we don't have any. We're not plagued with them in future shows. But lovely to speak to everybody on Blog Talk Radio here on Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio with your host, Kieran Young, and your co-host, moi, Mark Irwin. So we're all geared up. Like I said, the previous show, we've all geared up for our first paranormal investigation. I know we've been talking on about it, though. We actually are doing an investigation next week, regardless. I'll tell you what, regardless of the weather, it's an all-out indoor investigation, so that's our aim. So do you agree, Kieran? You can't wait, Kieran.
No, I can't wait for next week.
You sound brilliant, mate. You're absolutely fantastic. You sound crystal clear. Is Hayley listening to the show? Can you give you any feedback? She'll say you're absolutely
fantastic. Yeah.
She'll give you the thumbs up as well. You sound brilliant.
You resolved that
sound issue. I don't know what you did there, but you worked your magic there, matey. Tell you what, brilliant. Yeah, we've got our equipment now going up and ready now, mate. Cause that, for our investigation next weekend, I think it's Saturday. We're going to start doing our investigation at the Canley Ford Crossing. Just 10 minutes up the road from me, and just where I live. So it's a local. We do a local investigation. Obviously, start off like that. So I've actually got my H1 Zoom digital recorder something as well. I've got that sorted out as well. Just check some tutorials on YouTube, and they've been absolutely a godsend. I've actually now how to activate it, and hopefully it'll work properly on our proper investigation next weekend. You know. So I cannot wait for next week. I really can't. My first ever. Well, I mean, not just me, but Kieran and his wife. Our first Coventry more paranormal investigators, first ever paranormal investigation, ladies and gentlemen. It's we can't wait, can we, mate?
Oh no, I'll get in there. Well, a bit of both, shall I say? A bit nervous, but a bit excited at the same time.
Yeah, we are. We've been talking about it now. We're actually going to do it this time. There was an invitation from Kieran on air last week for us to do it last weekend, but I had some commitments come up, like I wasn't able to do so. It's just finding the time. That's all it was. That's all it boils down to, isn't it, Kieran? So, really, isn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah. But next weekend is definite. I'm sure of it now. I hope that's not tempting fate now, me saying that, and so it comes up. Don't break a leg or something, Kieran, that time, will you? Or get flu or influenza or something. Or me. Fingers crossed, mate. You know, maybe I'm tempting fate there. We'll see. I think we could, more than a very good chance that we'll be doing investigation next week. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm sure of it. Stop us, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm not forgetting Kieran as well. So, it'd be great if we can find the evidence, and we can actually post it onto our prospective Facebook page, paranormal Facebook page as well. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait, matey. Get a bit of feedback there, Kieran, just in my thing. Is that, I can't, in my end, it's a very faint feedback, that's about it, but is that inevitable, that's all?
A little bit. Not. It should be.
It's nothing major. Just telling you something. Just telling you something. Yeah, I think we've got. It's perfectly. Otherwise, it's all right. Yeah, and we're. You know, it's like I said. Oh, yes. Not forgetting our. You can call us on a. Guest, call us in our chat room. You can contact us in our chat room, and the number is 657-383-1761. So call us in the chat room there. If you want to talk about anything concerning the paranormal, you're more than welcome to do so. We don't bite, honestly. Sorry, Kieran, yeah.
I would like to say, wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mother's Day.
Well, yes, well said, Kieran, yeah. A very happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there, and a lot of course, a lot of families there, Mothers are sadly aren't with them. We'll be thinking about them, of course, on this Mother's Day as well. So it's because I live opposite a crematorium there. So if and so the people going in there today, visiting their mother's graves, it's quite phenomenal. I've never seen that busy actually. So not forgetting those mothers who passed on are sadly no longer with us as well. Anyway, so what's the agenda tonight? Well, we just go with the flow. We never set anything out, preset anything or scripts or nothing. It's just on the spur of the moment. It's just top of our heads most of the time. It's all improvisation. I'm not reading it from a script at all. You know, I may have the occasional time notes, like a reminder or something, or a guest coming on or something like that. It's all off the top of our heads. Is that, I don't know, is that how most of the radio people work? I don't know. Can you script things, really? Can you, in interviews, you can't script that or rehearse that, can you? Well, can you?
You just go with the flow, that's what I normally do.
Exactly.
Some do, some don't, some just...
Some script. I don't really know much about it. They script the show, but they can't tell. They can't predict what a guest is going to say, unless that's all required. I don't. I really don't know. They really have a little bad access to the show. But, there you go. But no. Well, we know from us, our show, it's all not pre-scripted. It's all our loony heads.
That's why that makes us unique.
Well, we mix a bit of comedy, what makes us laugh, and a bit of the paranormal as well. So it's just light-hearted banter and a bit of fun. But what makes me laugh, really, it's not, I never aim to set up make people laugh. So what comes in my mind, and it's like having a conversation with me and Kieran here. And if you always forget the audience, there's probably an audience out there, probably about 76 people. I hope not. Well, I hope it's more than that anyway. So it's just a bit of banter, a mixture of banter, and of course the serious side of the paranormal as well. So that's what we aim it to be, a fun show. You know, we don't take ourselves too seriously, do we, matey?
No.
I'm always sending myself up. If I'm not sending Kieran, I'm sending myself up. No, sending myself. Any particular, let's talk about shows. What subjects are we going to discuss? Anything comes to mind? We've talked about a lot of shows, paranormal shows, upcoming paranormal shows. And what we think of them, our favourite ones and all that. We discussed orbs. Have we done shadow people? Have we discussed shadow people? I don't think. Hello? Have we discussed the subject of shadow people? There's another photographic evidence there. I've seen a lot of ghost hunters. Actually, I've watched my first Ghost Hunters Taps episode in about a year. This is one from only last year, 2015. It was very good, actually. Submit. They did some old forts. They investigated a fort near them, Rhode Island somewhere, near the vicinity of where they're based, I think, Rhode Island, the eastern seaboard of the United States. I can't remember the name of the fort now. They investigated this very old fort anyway. That was pretty good. Yeah, that's some good evidence there. Very good use of thermal cameras and the things and all that. Yeah, that was pretty good. I must admit, I'm more of a Ghost Adventures fan myself, but I did like the Taps. I like some of the Taps. I actually prefer the early ones, but this wasn't too bad actually. I must admit. Yeah. It's one of the newer episodes. This is from last year, 2015. I can't remember the actual structure they investigated, the actual castle, not castle, fort, sorry, I forget the name now, it's completely skip my brain, my middle school brain, ladies and gentlemen. I saw that Taps episode. I watch a lot of stuff online, some really good, and it's amazing what different styles, Kieran, the techniques they use, people got their own, because it's not an exact science, really. There's a lot of advice out there, but people got their own styles of investigating, haven't they? Some are more laid back and kind, and some people are aggressive in their spirits. Well, I suppose it's spirit space, you know, trying to get response. But I think they only do that to the nasty spirits. If someone's like died tragically, there they don't goad the spirit or be nasty to someone that who's probably a decent person who died tragically. It's more of them with some malevolent kind of presence that's there. Some nasty ghost that did something when it was alive, and murdered somebody at this particular building. And they check out whether this presence of this person's there or not. This is their ghost, whatever. You know, see if they're there or not. And they obviously goad it and try and get it to provoke it to get this ghost to give them a response. You know, isn't it? So they goad it and aggressively try and. Come on, show yourself. You did this, you and that, and you son of a gun. You murdered so-and-so here, didn't you? You coward and all this. They're really insulting and really sort of trying to get a response. And on occasions, not always, they do get some very disturbing EVPs, don't they? It's very disturbing, some of them. Sometimes I don't, you know, it's just the way it goes. The ghosts are not always going to be on spec for you. They're not going to be there every time you go for an investigation. It just... That's the way it goes, isn't it? Some you lose, some you win, mate, isn't it? Yeah. Investigation.
That's it, yeah.
We may absolutely get nothing, absolutely nothing next week. Pick up not a shred of evidence at all. But we may, and on the other hand, we may do. We hopefully, the latter is, we do pick up some evidence. I tell you what, if we were the first to post up on our respective Facebook pages, mate. Okay, Karen, yeah?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, we would. We would stick anything. Yeah.
We'll hopefully get some ice. It's like this is we're doing an outdoor, all outdoor investigation, and hopefully next up we'll do a cemetery near us. Then hopefully we'll do an indoor one. I don't know yet. That's yet to be decided. So we'll just take each step at the start. Take each step at the time, mate. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, if you were to contact us on 657-303-1761 in our chat room, you're more than welcome to. Come in. If you remember of a paranormal team, about your experiences, your groups and what evidence you got, and you're more than welcome to. Anything whatsoever to do with the paranormal, you're more than welcome to. Please, honestly. No one's going to come. Is anybody listening? I don't know. I don't think I should have advertised the show a lot more, actually, than I did, I think. That doesn't help. So our preparation is going to be a lot more better, I think, next time as well. Because remember...
You could do that now, if you want.
What's that?
That's what I've been doing now, is... sending some things out to
You carry on doing that, and I'll give them a chat. You do that. You're quite happy to do that for the time being. Yeah, okay. But next time, if we do the next show, we'll do. I'll send out a lot. I did send a lot of things concerning the show out there to promote the show online there. That's the previous occasion, but I didn't so much this time. Really, which was a bit naughty of me. The next time I will. That's the preparation. My preparation for this show could be a lot better, actually. A lot to be desired. But there you go. We're on air, and for the first time, I can hear Kieran. The audibility of the show has improved immensely. I can hear him a lot better. I was fine, but it's just his end there was with problems there from two or three shows running. And we apparently seem to resolve that issue concerning that matter, ladies and gentlemen. So, what I was going to say now, I lost my thread completely now, yeah. Because we're eventually going to set up outside, when our contract with this blog is finished, we're going to do our own radio show, paranormal show. We have to get the software to download and get the show up and running and get onto the something to do with the server, mate, isn't it, and all this. And there's other things we've got to get sorted out before we actually air. This is not through blog radio. This is eventually going to go on our own after this. Because Kieran here, dear Kieran there, he's got up all the equipment there, haven't you, matey? All ready to go. He's fed up with blog radio. He's getting fed up with the blog radio losing connection there and sound issues. He's fed up like me, so eventually we'll be going alone without using the show via blog radio. We'll be sort of branching out and doing our own radio show. And we go out and air whenever we want, so we're not restricted there as we are with blog radio. It's good to start off in radio through blog radio. It has its merits, but eventually we're going to branch out. That's our aim anyway. So for the time being, we're in blog. But we could actually, Kieran has told me, we could actually do one show on blog and another show eventually, if we get the software sorted out, get connected to the server, a show outside the blog, our own. That's our aim anyway. That's our ambition. So that's the one in the pipeline. Hey?
Or a bit of both.
A bit of both. That's right. Yeah. So that's our aim anyway. That's in the pipeline. He's got an amazing amount of radio equipment there. So he's got a little mini studio there. Honestly, it's amazing. Very impressive. He's showing me it now. Actually, there's his little mixer in the corner. Oh, bless him! Look at him. Oh, the little flashing buttons. What is that thing? The contraption you're showing me now above the monitor. What is that?
Sound quality.
Wow, man. You've done something there and twiddled around with it to get the sound quality. What have you done?
So you can't hear my TV or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that excludes background noise, yeah. So what did you do there so what's improved? What did you do? What happened there? What did you do there? Did you do anything?
Just basically set this to the mixer, connect it to the microphone, and then just the round was switched.
So you've done something there, so keep the mic. You're going to keep it on that setting now, so we should be fine for the next show then. So you've fiddled around with something. All it was a matter of just you fiddling around with something to get to the right setting, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. We'll see you the next show anyway. You're going to have to fiddle around with these knobs again afterwards if he doesn't. So.
Don't say that. I'm hoping I'll get
where's it going? It's a double entendre. Double meaning there. You knew exactly what I mean. Fiddle around. No, seriously, I'm glad you got the settings. Joking aside, I'm glad you got the settings. Sorting out the sound, the audio issue we had earlier. So that's all apparently been sorted, and we're all sounding crystal clear. My end and his end, of course. Yeah.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
As I say, I can't think of what I was going to say now. Can we go for a break?
Yeah, we can go
please
for a break. Yeah, that's no problem.
About 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Won't be long. Okay. See you soon.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands hands don't play the strings the same way. I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
Welcome back.
Yo, nice to be sounding clear again, mate. No problem there. Fantastic. Got the sound sorted out anyway. So, well, we're going to, I'm going to tell you something about shows. We've discussed got a lot of shows there. Yeah.
I've seen
so many, I've lost track, honestly. There's so many. There's good, there's some pretty awful ones out there as well. I think the worst one. Just reminded me now, the worst one I'd ever seen paranormal shows, I think it was Ghostbait, an American one. He's all wired up with the, he's got sort of microphones here, like a stretched out microphone, just sort of extended thing for a camera to look at himself, and he's there just waiting, he goes the ghost somewhere to try and do something to him. And all that. So he's walking around all his equipment he looks like a walking mobile studio and he's got to try and goad the ghost into doing something to him. I don't know, quite extraordinary actually. It's quite funny actually. The bloke looked like Michael Moore.
It's a bit weird that. I don't know whether I like it. Didn't really work. I think one season was enough. I never saw it again. You'll probably see all the episodes on YouTube, but Ghostbait it was, yeah. On a couple of, about 3 or 4 years back, I think, Kieran. Yeah. It's an American dragon, yeah. Yeah. So, by the way, it's your favourite program. Ghost Adventures, are they doing a new series? Are they into a new series? I've lost count, mate.
Now you're asking.
I mean, you've been a busy man, though. That's right. You can lose track. I do.
Yeah.
Because Kira's a big Most Haunted fan. He set up his own Most Haunted fan page, didn't you, on Facebook, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, and it's going stronger by the day.
It's been brilliant, honestly. That's my, some of my American friends wanted to join on there as well for my ghost forum, ghost advice in America. They really love that thing, yeah. Great. I see you got new members today. It's doing really well. It seems to get bigger and bigger, the amount of people liking that page, yeah. Okay. Becoming members.
1,500 members on that page.
1,500 members. Man, that's really shot up since. When did you start that page?
About a year ago.
Was that August? Yeah. I think it's 2014. So it's about a year and a half ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, you made me administrator. Lovely. Listen. Administrator of quite a few pages. I've lost count of any pages I've been an administrator. I tell you that, right? It's a pleasure being on them. I'll try and keep on to them as much as I can. If I left leave me out, not in touch now. So, but I do try and check up most of them, whether I'm an administrator or not. You know, cause it's great. It's great fun, isn't it? You know? We've also have another page. Another page dealing with paranormal equipment, mate, haven't we? Yeah.
That's it. Yep.
Yep. That's good. That's Mark and Kieran's paranormal equipment page, isn't it? That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
Which, yeah, we just use it as a platform for people to buy and sell equipment to deal with the paranormal. Yeah. No catch. Just anyone can use. Free to use it. I'll never ask you. I'm going to check how we get on with that page. Yeah, not been in it a long time, mate, so I'll check that one out.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
And we've got our Coventry and Warwickshire Light page for our talk radio.
Oh, the talk radio page. Yes, we have that lot of page as well as Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Investigators page. Yeah, yeah. And if we do find the evidence, any audio or visual evidence in our investigation next week, we'll be posting on our respective FB pages, paranormal pages, won't we, mate?
Oh yes, definitely.
And on YouTube, we could stick it on there if any worthy paranormal visual evidence or whatever audio with it as well, you know.
We can do, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got all that these outlets there. It's great. I tell you, I can't. It'd be great just to not just promote some other people's paranormal stuff, but actually put our own stuff on there. That's just always been my ambition, and that's been, you know, basically so it can be fulfilled very soon, you know. So,
and if anyone wants to come on our talk radio, just send me and Mark an email or send to our pub page, and we would love to get you on. I said yes.
As a guest, yes, indeed. I'll come on our chat room on the number is 657-383-1761, ladies and gentlemen. If you've got anything to talk about to do with the paranormal, you're more than welcome to come on. So that's another option for us. Right? I mean, a guest could come in now. Anybody could be somebody big in the paranormal field on, or it's a local team that could come in through the chat room now if they wanted to, you know. We don't know who's listening out there. So, yeah. I hope there's quite a few people listening out of our show tonight. We always, you know, look forward to seeing how many listeners we get each show. And it's steadily getting there. There's just quite a few people listening to our show. It's getting there steadily but surely, isn't it, Kieran? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, steadily. So far,
quite good, well. Plodding along there, plodding along. That's all we're doing at the moment. And that's it. Take things on our stride. That's what we did. And so, what am I going to say? What else are we going to exhaust? We've exhausted quite a few options, avenues of concerning subjects concerning the paranormal, haven't we? So, let me see. Top of my head. Let's see what the hell. Hello? You're right.
Yeah.
So
say, I've been out of things to say now.
CC Carroll, where's she coming on?
Ah, yes, that's just thing. Just quite strange. I was about to mention that. You beat me to it. I've yet to contact CC Kodrolsha owner Carol sometime this week to see if she's able to come on, whether she's available or not. Yeah, so we'll have possibly a midweek or Friday show hopefully CC on one of those shows. That's our aim anyway. So another big guest, big heavyweight to do with the paranormal field as well. That's another one. So I'll contact the lady concerned during the course of the week. Perhaps tomorrow, actually. The sooner the better. Give her plenty of notice, because I don't leave the last minute. So she'll let us know, say, probably a week's notice or whatever. She may say, whatever. When's the best, the best time to come on. So we'll sort that out. I'll sort that out. Monday arrange for that to happen very soon, possibly this week or maybe next week. We don't know. And when she's available, I know she's a very busy lady and all that. So I presume it's just find time to talk to people on our show, on our respective paranormal FB pages as well. And she's asked to come on our show. So we're really, really honoured that she's chosen our show to come on. We really are, aren't we, Kieran? Yeah.
I can't wait to come on, because Tammy, she's on the other side of the world.
She's across the pond there in America somewhere. I can't know exactly where. Yeah. She's always very big in the paranormal field there. And I'd like to see some of those shows. I'm a big fan of those. So, that's something to look forward to, as well as our paranormal investigation next week. So it's really happening. Things are really on the up at the moment. So we're really quite excited, actually. Because we've got another big heavyweights concerning the paranormal. That was Chris Holton there 2 or 3 weeks back. What a way to start the show, what a way to start the show with our first guest. I tell you, that was brilliant. He was superb. And, I thoroughly enjoyed that 20 minutes interview with him, 20, 30 minute interview with him, yeah. Yes, the more the merrier. The more people come on into the chat room and the more guests, it's going to be more. It's more going to be more interesting and more entertaining. That's more the merrier. More the merrier. So that's what we want to do. Yes. So we are Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. So anybody cares to come into our chat room, you're more than welcome to. And the number to ring us on is 657-383-1761. There you go. Yep. We're all really firing on cylinders tonight. We're doing really good. I'm glad this show's gone well compared to last show, Kieran. I was getting worried there. We're going to have the same problems. You're sounding great, and I'm clear. So I can't wait to play this show back later on. See how we sound.
That's what I want to hear. Yeah.
I hope I'm not talking in circles and repeating myself 3 or 4 times. That annoys me. I hear myself. I think, shut up. You made the point 3 times. Shut up. You said that 3 times. Now. You don't realise you play it back. Sometimes I sound. You really get frustrated. Shut up and go to the next item. You've emphasised that point. Can be a bit sort of. Really, if I could learn from it. Don't mind, that remains to be seen. I'll tell you next show. I think I sound when I play this back, ladies and gentlemen, anyway. But it's all a learning curve. We're just following along. We're just picking up picking it up as we go. That's all. Yeah. Yep, indeedy.
Hold on, Mark. Oh, no, I know.
Hello.
I'm going to play this song for everyone.
I'm going to have a little break.
she knows
that I'm never gonna let.
Back on air, Kieran, can I hear me? Can you hear me, mate? Can you hear me loud and clear? Yeah. I didn't mute it the previous time. Sorry, mate. So the previous break, not this break, the previous one. I forgot to mute the Skype there. Well, no problem.
No. That's
crazy. Ah. Yeah. So, hello, you're back on air. Oh, can you just talk to Mike again? Just check your sound again. Just testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's clear as a bell. Yeah, no, just make that problem come back. See, if, I think you might have resolved it, mate. So that sounds great, fantastic. No hiccups concerning the audio of any the audio so far, ladies and gentlemen. Touch wood, touch my head. yes. So we're back on air then. So, yes, if you want to ring us on, contact us in our chat room, you can number to contact us on is 657-383-1761. Contact us in the chat room with that number, ladies and gentlemen. You're more than welcome to. So there you go. Okay. We are back after a short little breaky. We need our little drinky-winky poos of water. Nothing alcoholic. We don't drink on the show, do we? Do we, Kieran? No. We don't drink during the show, do we, mate? Yeah. He's swinging back a can of Coke. Look, he's showing me up the Skype on Skype now on my desktop monitor. it's just one bottle of beer, but we don't get mad because they keep your faculties about. Well. Sometimes we can't even keep our faculties about us when we're sober, never mind when we're drinking. It's a complete of the best sometimes the show. But it's been going very well tonight, touch wood. I'm not tempting fate by saying that, but I'm really enjoying tonight, more than usual, you know. Sort a few things out there early on, so we have to start again. The show was bought after 10 minutes, but this is going absolutely fine, so... Yep, I'm loving every minute. I've been loving every minute of it. Yeah.
And Mark, they can call us by Skype with that telephone number. What you read out?
Oh, it's not just the chat room on the blog radio. You can call us with that number on Skype as well. Yeah. Directly.
Yes, that's
direct. Right. It's got the Skype symbol. Yes, it has, isn't it? A Skype symbol next to it, I believe. Yes. So that's directly with Skype, or you can call us our chat room on that number, or through Skype's application as well. So there's another option for you. You're more than welcome to. Yeah. See your little cheeky faces as well as hear you. Yeah. Is there anybody out there? Please come on the show. Me and Kieran are getting very awfully lonely here, you know.
But we do.
We get so lonely sometimes. Oh, the two of us in our little respective little rooms on the other side of each one, the other side of Coventry, one the southern side, which is me. Yep. So seriously, joking aside, you can either call us on that number in the chat room, which is 657-383-7. So you can call us on our chat room on Blog Radio on 657-383-1761, or directly through the Skype application, and we'll see you as well as hear you. You're more than welcome to either way, you know. So Yep, the options are there. The options are there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, yeah. Equipment, I don't know. If it's... We're doing very well. Sorry, can you say again?
I said, you got that new, Zoom HDNs, what is it, the... I think it's Zoom H...
Yeah, the, you, know you mentioned that earlier. Yeah, we've got a digital recorder, Zoom H... It's a Zoom H1, I forgot to get here with it. Zoom H1 digital recorder, yeah, that's... Australia gave it as a Christmas present, just last Christmas. And so I've just got it, actually managed to get it working, up and running, with a tutorial previously. Yeah. So that is now working, but I've just got to sort out the levels. I check the levels. I think obviously when you're recording something, listen out for EVPs, you don't have the levels up too high, you get distorted sound, or too low and it hisses and you capture nothing. So it's getting the right levels. That remains to be seen. That's going to be... Well, just trial and error. Hopefully, we'll sort that out. So the proof of that will be in the pudding, of course, when we try that. So that's another learning curve as well. We may not get nothing. Maybe I have the wrong settings with the handy Zoom recorder. I've got it right. I don't know. We just got to adjust it accordingly. We'll just have to persevere and find out. Yes, yeah, because I'm itching to use the new version as well. So. The earlier version had a 1 gigabyte memory card. Is it a memory card, isn't it, Kieran? Yeah. This newer version's got a 2 gigabyte memory card, so it's an updated, more improved version. So there's version 2. So that little baby, it was coming with us next week. Hope it's picking up some very interesting EVPs. I can't wait to use it. Nice, very nice piece of kit. Kieran's got his own digital. I don't know what brand it is. Like I said, mine's as I said, a H1 Zoom handy recorder. They do other. Next, there's a HD4, I think, Zoom recorder as well. Another one up, which is about $200 to $300. I don't know what's in pounds. This is it's about $100, so that's about 70, 80 quid in sterling. So. It's good. It's a nice piece of kit. So, you know, I can't wait to use it. It's very stylish and light. It's very easy to conceal in the pocket or your coat, your pocket of your coat or your pocket of your jeans or in a bag as well. So it's pretty useful in that way, being light and adaptable like that. So that baby will be used next weekend. I can't wait to use it. Hopefully, I may do some test runs before then. Let's see what I can get. But they're not really made for the purpose of them is not to do with the paranormal at all, is it? It's just for is it to do with the music industry, isn't it? Recording music and all this artists or composing and playing back the music and studio work. And also, I think you can use reporters can use them for interviews as well, can't they? These digital recorders, they can do interviews, record interviews. I think for the radio, it must be for the radio or whatever. Record the interviews and take them back to the studio and process them, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
I'm not really sure. I don't think for reporters from TV programs we use them, that'd be a different matter, but I think it's radio stations as well, yeah. I think they use them out to record interviews outside broadcasts and they use that. I think they use that device. That's what I found from the tutorial anyway. So it has many uses, and it wasn't actually specifically designed for the paranormal, I think. No, but they're a great tool, of course, for picking up electronic voice phenomena. Yeah, and, we hope to get many. Hope we get quite a few next week. I know that's very rare, but we just hope we're lucky there anyway. And we get this particular device on the right setting. So. Can't wait, man. I can't wait.
I can't wait to.
Like the kids waiting for Christmas all over again, aren't we? Can't wait. there we are.
It is. It'd be like Christmas all over again for us. We've got our presents and we want to use them. This time we'd hope novelty went well after. Probably. I don't know. Oh dear.
Oh yeah. What are we gonna do then?
So actually, I just remembered. I just a thought came up. I've got the new Ghost Adventures. I'm gonna watch that later on. That's on YouTube. I'm waiting for somebody to post that on there. They didn't do it last night. And actually, somebody's posted it tonight. Posted it this afternoon. I intend to watch that later on. Episode 6 of season 12. So looks very interesting. I'll check that out later on.
Don't forget to send us the link too.
I'll send you that. Yeah, I'll do. I'll check that. I think they're doing a ship of some kind. I didn't actually click on it and check it. I just saw it just came up on my favourites on YouTube. You know, you subscribe. If you like a video, you like it. And if you like it, it's added to favourites, isn't it? That's what I got. So that's all listed there. I've got a listing of videos there. So I'll check them out later on. I'll check that one out. And it's been a great series so far. I can't do no wrong in the Ghost Adventures. My bottom. We go now. How many seasons now? This is our 12th season, and they're no signs of giving up or throwing in the towel. Brilliant. The consistency is, I think, fantastic. The show, I tell you, absolutely. I've been viewing their stuff now for three and a half. No, my goodness, 4.5 years now. I can't believe it. The time's gone. Yeah. So I come across all these great shows to do with the paranormal, all by chance on YouTube and all these wonderful groups, like I said many a time, on Facebook. Just by chance. Just looking through. I like things of the paranormal. I was intrigued in it. So just want to see what was out there. You know what I mean, Kerry? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Great shows out there. Some of the groups, I'm not just Ghost Adventures of Taps or Chris Holt. I've checked out other people as well. There's some very good shows out there. Get Explorer with Alejandro Dominguez from Texas, United States. He's got a great show there, yeah. He's got his own website, his blog, and Facebook page, and he's got his videos there on YouTube. Some are really good, yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Check him out. Ghost Dead Explorer. Alejandro Dominguez. Texas, United States, excellent. Really is just some great stuff there. I think I mentioned one of his investigations there a couple of nights back in one show. Yeah, well worth a watch. You know, if we might expand out to doing certain investigations, our own show, you never know. You never know. Sky's the limits with us, we don't care. But so we're quite happy just to chug along here on blog radio for the time being. Quite happy to make complete fools of ourselves.
That's what makes it different from everyone else, though.
Yeah, we were having a bit of fun, yeah. But I mean, in a nice sense when I say, but it's fools of ourselves, we have a laugh. We send ourselves up and we send some of the shows up as well. We have a laugh on occasion, Ghost Adventures and all that. When most want to, but only because we like the guys. It's, like I say, imitation is a form of flattery, don't they? Things like that, yeah. Or you have a mix tape. It's not nasty, isn't it? It's never nasty. You can have poke fun, gentle fun at your shows you like, but it's an affectionate way, you know, because you like the guys, love the guys, you know what I mean? Like most haunted, we have a laugh for them, and there's many spoof shows of Ghost Adventures and Most Haunted out there. Some really funny ones, actually, aren't they, Kieran? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What's that bloke who does the Derek Acora bloke? Merrick Acora? I can't remember that. It's a combination of, I think it's an anagram of his name or his name backward or whatever. Oh, God, I can't remember that. Merrick Acora, something like Merrick, not Derek. It's Merrick Acora, something like that, isn't it? Yeah. I think it's his name backward, but it's like I think it's an anagram or something, or anagram of his name. Anyway, yeah. They were doing a spoof show there about Most Haunted. It's really funny, actually. Yeah. The Yvette Fielding impersonator is very good, yeah. Yvette Fielding. I can't remember the name she had, but the screamer he had underneath. Excellent. Really well put together. Yeah. Fun. Bit of fun. Yeah, can't beat it. Ghost Adventures have had the spoofs as well online as on YouTube as well. Really funny as well. So these young lads, teenagers, taking the mickey out of Ghost Adventures. They got Zach Bagans and Aaron Goodwin down to a T. I really have. Actually, the bloke who purchased, this young lad who personated Ghost Adventures, he's actually appeared in one of their shows. His name's Dakota something, blah, blah. I can't remember his surname, anyway. Zach Bagans invited him onto one of his shows, actually. A couple of seasons back, yeah. Yeah. Interesting stuff, well. Because I say so. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we've got long enough now, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be going off air soon, sadly. I'll have to carry on chatting all night. Love to chat all night, but they've got an hour, just a minute, no, 1 minute, just over a minute left. I know it's flown. It's gone really fast. This really enjoyed tonight. It's been a few breaks in between. I've just run out of things to say, basically. I'm really exhausting all the avenues now. I've really got to sort of got to branch out a bit more. That's all. Yeah. We're doing great. We're doing great, aren't we? We're doing good.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Oh, how many listeners did we get to the last show? You know.
All in together, we've got about 500.
A bit near to the mic. Sorry, mate. Sorry, Kieran, mate.
Sorry, about 500 listeners on our blog radio. So about 500 listeners.
Last show, 500 listeners.
They're all together. Like,
oh, that's live and the recorded. Yeah. Recorded. It's the recorded version as well. Yeah. Oh, that's a combination of both the recorded and live. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's great. That's fantastic. Right. Oh, it's good. It's good night from me and Kieran at Commentary Workshop Panel Talk Radio. We enjoyed your company tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon. Take care.